Hello and welcome to Web3 Delight podcast. My name is Teša Tešanović and I will be your host today. Web3 is not about technology. This is a social movement towards transparency, consensus, inclusiveness, ownership and openness. To that end, we'll explore different elements of Web3 with our guests and learn from their journeys. There is a huge debate on the internet about the future of NFTs. Currently, NFTs are in the bear market. Is this bear market temporary, or it's a permanent sign of crisis of the idea of the NFTs?
Oh yeah, for sure. No, it's always the same concept in the crypto space or in every new technology that that starts. There is always a hype cycle that exceed expectation and goes higher and higher, and then there is a bubble pop. After that, people start realizing the real utility and the real use case of this type of technology. We have seen this before in the crypto space in 2017, and then there was a bubble pop. Then we've seen so many new projects and concepts being built in 2018, 2019, and then we've seen now the full adoption of the crypto by in 2020, 21, and all over. And the same we see in the NFT space. We have seen now a big shift and big hype around the NFT space. Now it declined heavily. And this is where we see now, since I'm really involved in the space also, there is a lot of application being built around the NFTs. And like, it's just the start. There is so many new ideas and concepts being explored. We have seen even big social media companies. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter already adopting the NFT concept, and they're already integrating into their social media. So this is just the start, in my opinion.
It's interesting that now, in a time of the bear market, is the time where the big tech companies are getting into NFTs. Are they seeing something that the ordinary flipper or seller of NFTs doesn't see?
Yeah, there's always this hype cycle where it takes everyone by storm. And the companies, the big companies, they are always reluctant to directly jump on the bandwagon because they are not sure if this is going to stay, if there is some real utility behind it. Now, where everything is settling down, all these companies that are understanding, and in our opinion, the Web3 space revolve around ownership, and ownership revolve around NFTs. So they are understanding more and more, if we want to be involved in this new era of the Web3, we need to have NFTs integration and really understand all the utilities that we can do in the NFT space.
So definitely there is a lot more space to grow. There are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to the NFTs itself. A lot of the people don't really truly understand what the utilities mean in an NFT project.
Oh yeah, this is correct, but it's really improving. And I am really, like, I'm seeing a lot of development and a lot of adoption. I was this week in Art Dubai. We have the event in Art Dubai, and we're creating a POAP. It's a proof of attendance. I can explain on it more. It's a type of an NFT. And we have seen, I was in a very exclusive event for a big art collector. They are all aging between 40 to 60, 70 year old. And the main discussion was all about NFTs. Yes, for sure, they were very, very confused. What does it mean, a picture online? I can take a picture, save it, a screenshot. How does it mean this is to be an NFT? And even the big artists that these collectors are interested, they were pushing them and trying to explain for them what is NFT and what does it mean for them. So I was really surprised this time. I've seen the big artists, they are fully sold and on board of the NFT, and they are trying to convince their collectors that this is the future and this is the way to go. So the adoption is happening. There is a lot of more people learning and understanding more the concept of NFT. Always new technology takes some time for all the people to adopt it and understand it, but it's on the way.
So definitely there is a bright future for the NFTs. And now we have a kind of a development of multiple different NFT trading platforms, because OpenSea used to have a monopoly. Now, with the rise of Blur, that is no longer the case. So we have more competition there.
Yes, this is opening new ideas and new concept. I think in the future there will be marketplaces for different type of NFTs, because NFTs can be multiple types, and we have a new type coming. We call it SBT, which is a soul-bound token. Basically, it's an NFT that you cannot transfer. So there will be multiple type of concept of marketplace. Blur is mainly focused for real trader that don't care about the what is the NFT. They care about trading it and selling and buying. OpenSea is becoming more of a structured standard platform where there is multiple type of collections, and people go there because there is big exposure. There is other marketplace like Foundation and Super Rare. They are really focused only on art, NFT as artwork, and only art collector visit these marketplaces. So there will be multiple type of marketplace, but the volume of NFTs just rose this month in February, the last month, up to above $1 billion, which is this is the first time since the crash in August. So this is showing that there is now pick up back after this launch of Blur in the NFT trading volume.
And one of the more controversial things in the NFT space is the idea of royalties. Now, both Blur and OpenSea are limiting and removing royalties, and it's going to hurt a lot the founders of the projects and the artists.
It's a very controversial topic in the space. I will not go dive into it, but there will be always multiple options. And OpenSea did not like delete it or remove it. It's just optional now. And I see the marketplace that are fully dedicated for artwork. They did not remove it. We only see the marketplace. They are more interested of having a trading volume. That they are removing the royalty, which is it's not removing it, they are not supporting it anymore. There will be multiple solutions that comes later on, mainly the artist or the NFT collection creator need to create a system to incentivize people to pay for the royalty or another way to generate revenue. So there will be other option and other solution.
How do you see the way forward for the development of the NFTs? Do you have any particular idea of yours? How can this be brought up to another level?
Yes, now the NFT is moving from just a picture that we buy and we hope it goes up in value and we sell it to more of utility. And we are building a platform called NFT Connect, where we are trying to bridge the utility between the real life and the digital space in the NFT space. So there will be, we are seeing now a big adoption. If you've seen in the music industry, we have Spotify now integrating NFT. Instagram integrating NFT, Netflix is planning to integrate NFT, and the NFTs, the tickets that are as NFT are on the rise. So our platform, for example, NFT Connect, it's provide the ability to create a ticket as an NFT in couple of clicks, in 3 4 clicks, you have everything ready for your event. It's like also you can have a proof of attendance, which is a type of NFT that you receive when you attend an event. You, as you understand, in the future, your wallet will be your account. So once you have these proof of attendance that are irrevocable on the blockchain, I was at this event. I was at the launch of proof of stake of Ethereum. This was one of the most memorable proof of attendance. I was at Web3 Delight event, proof of attendance. This shows the interest and the adoption and where people were going and the interest of them collecting these proof of attendance. So there is multiple application that are growing other than just having a PFP proof or collection in the music, in the ticketing, in the movie industry also.
That's a very interesting concept, definitely, and I guess it would be very useful for the event organizing industry.
100%. And we are doing one proof of attendance for Web3 Delight Saudi for the event, and we have done it for multiple other event. That this is that it's getting more attention and adoption when people understand. Okay, so if I am a collector of these proof of attendance, later on after 1 year, I'm coming to the same event. I'm getting access to other places that a regular visitor cannot access, because this shows that I am a loyal customer or a loyal visitor for this event. So there is multiple also concept that can be built on top of just having an NFT in the future.